Okay.
Okay.
This is from Dorian Matthews. Thanks, Big D.
Okay. LinkedIn is helpful.
LinkedIn is helpful. Twitter, I mean, it's fucking bullshit for dog trainers. yeah. It's good to be back in the dome. We are very excited.
Okay.
I'm very excited to tell you that I'll be in Cleveland Steamer this weekend, Thursday through Saturday. 5 shows at the Great Hilarities. You ever go to Hilarities?
No, I did the club.
You always
other
did
club.
The dump, but if you ever go to Hilarities.
You mean the Cleveland Improv? That shithole, only part of a massive chain of premier comedy clubs.
No, that's not even what I'm talking about.
Which dump?
I'm talking about the rock club.
The rock club?
Yeah.
The Cleveland Rock Club?
Yeah, there's a rock club you can do stand-up at.
Oh, anymore. I didn't know. Sorry. Oh.
So...
Okay.
LinkedIn is helpful. I'm going to be there through Saturday. Saturday's sold out. I think Friday's pretty close. Get tickets if you want to, Cleveland. I'll be there. I'm going to Sperm Can in Sperm Can, Washington, Spokane Comedy Club, April 21st through 23rd. And then Jack Me Off, Phil. Jack, somebody suggested another one. Is it in there? It is, right? Let me pull it up. Let me see.
Okay.
We prefer to be called Fudge Paxson Villains.
That's good.
Not Jacks Off Villains. So I'm going to Fudge Paxsonville.
Fair enough. The tribe has spoken.
In Florida. And that is April 5th through 7th. Those tickets are on sale. And then, boy, did we get some suggestions from people about... what is otherwise known as Syracuse, New York.
Oh, my. I know. Those poured in.
Man. May 20th through 22nd. Through 21st, I'm in. It's just 2 days, I guess. Oh, here you go. Syracuse.
Yeah.
That's from Damn Daniel. Sarah's Pubes.
That's good.
From Sarah's Kellen. Pubes. Sewer Pubes from Alex.
Yeah.
Sucker Juice from John.
That's good.
And Sorry Excuse from Seth.
Sorry Excuse.
Yeah.
Well, I like Sarah's Pubes. It's dumb.
It's pretty good.
Like, who's Sarah?
I will also be in New Pork Shitty doing Caroline's on Broadway.
That's a good one.
September 8th. 9th and 10th.
Okay.
The Trocadero Theater in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
November 19th. It's a ways off, but those tickets have been moving. I also added some new shows. Okay. I don't want to say them because they're not on the site yet, but I am going to another city in the great state of New York.
That's good.
Anyhow, Jeans, what do you got?
This weekend, April 1st and 2nd, I'm at Flappers Comedy Club in Sperm Bank, California. Flappers, come see me April 7th at the Irvine Improv in Irvine, California, not Irvine, Greece.
Right.
April 20th, 8 p.m. show at the Ventura Comedy Club. Happy birthday, who? On April 20th?
Hey, Hitler.
That's right. Yeah. May 27th and May 28th, the Comedy Store in La Jolla, in La Jolla, California. And also I'm at the Comedy Store most Saturdays at the early show because I have a 3-month-old child and I wake up at 6 in the morning.
That's what's up.
It's better to do the early show anyway. What's wrong with you? That's it. That's what I got, Jeans. Oh, listen to That's Deep Bro. That's deepbropodcast.com. Also, Amazon. If you shop on Amazon, and I hope you do to make your life easier, please use our banner. Yes. Go to your mom's house podcast.com. Go to the homepage. There's a banner. Click on it. Do your shopping. You normally would. I say bookmark that page. Make your life easier.
Absolutely.
Do you know that our friend Jimmy, our good friend, shops on Amazon all the time and doesn't use our banner?
That's not cool.
No.
It's supposed to be a friend.
It's supposed to be. And I know a lot of you are like, oh, shoot, I forgot. Well, stop forgetting. Please.
Help your moms.
How about your moms? Whoa. What was that?
I don't know. That might be...
That was that? A sign.
Was that Messenger?
It was
is that
like,
what that was?
It was like... You know what I'm saying?
No, that wasn't my Messenger. What is that?
That maybe was the end of the song.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
Hey, my song's over. I can. There's one way to find out.
LinkedIn is helpful.
No.
Cool.
Okay. All right, LinkedIn. Here we go. You want to do this?
Yeah.
Let's start our show, man.
That's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here.
That's why.
Here's your dad. There we go.
That's my dad. Yeah. It's not my dad.
There is all this gossip going on about me and Selena Gomez, and I have been laughing the whole time.
This shit is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand.
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura,
and Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
I think I'm gonna get drums. That was a little loud. If you think that's loud, wait till I get my drum set.
Oh my God, what a great idea.
Yeah.
Where are you going to play them?
I don't know. I'll put them next to my turntables and just kind of go back and forth.
How about in the baby's room?
You know, you always joke like that everything we get has to be in the baby's room. Why can't I set them up somewhere else?
Where?
In that sitting room downstairs.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
You know? What do you think?
Yeah. I don't want to dream crush you.
So far, everything that I say I want to do, you go like, oh, God.
Yeah. You got it. I'm just that dream crusher wife.
Yeah.
I never say no to you.
You said that to my turntables.
Oh, that's different, Tom.
Why is that different?
Here's the only reason I discourage DJ...
Dadmouth?
DJ Polly by Dadmouth is because you've already got a successful career in stand-up, and now you're going to embark on a second career.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Hitler.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you saying I'm
Why does it have to be a career and not like something I just enjoy doing?
Again, yeah, go ahead.
But you're always like, you already have a career.
Right.
So why can't I do it for not a career?
You can do it. Do whatever the fuck you want. No one cares.
And you're like,
me and the baby are going to leave. We're going to go down.
See?
What?
Why?
Nobody wants to hear you DJ in the house. And just
what if I want to DJ?
Nobody wants it.
But I want it.
If you could DJ with just headphones on quietly in another house, that would be fine.
Wait, why do I have to go to another house?
I don't want to hear fucking... Whatever.
I'm not going to put it on huge speakers. Why can't I listen with my headphones on?
Okay, yeah.
God, you are such a dream crusher.
What?
Dream crush city right here. Seriously, it's really, really bad.
No, I'm going to get a drum set.
Okay.
Where do you want me to put it? In your bedroom?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, what's up with this guy?
Oh, I got my...
What's wrong?
My headphones fell off.
You don't have to shit right now?
Do you have to?
Can we do the show or do you need to take a
shit? There is all this gossip going on about me and Selena Gomez, and I have been laughing the whole time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's neat.
That's really great. What is that? Why is that happening to me?
The ding. Yeah. I don't even know what is that? What's that? What app is that?
I don't know. It's just... Yeah, it is. It's really bad, though.
Shit. Can you put it on silent mute button?
Yeah, hold on. Already made it. All right. Okay. Oh, boy.
Yeah, just mute everything.
Okay, preferences. That's where I do it, right? In my preferences, probably. I'll just sign out right here. I'll just sign out. Yeah, so it doesn't happen anymore. There you go.
We run the show.
Okay. Well, you know, shit happens sometimes.
Speaking of shit, do you have to shit now or can we do our show? I know you shit 20 times a day. I don't know if this show impedes on your shitting schedule.
Well, what do you think of your dad and
That's
Selena Gomez?
Not my dad. My dad's
funny. I mean, it's harmless. I keep telling Selena not to worry about it. I mean...
How creepy is this guy, though?
I don't like him at all.
And Selena Gomez, isn't she like a teenager or early 20s or something?
Sure. She's not interested in that guy.
You don't think so? The way that he holds his microphone when he makes
his
videos?
What's his deal? Like, it's annoying to me. I think he's annoying.
You think he's annoying?
Yeah, it's one of those things like, I will not let you blow me. Like, he's just making attention.
People are going to talk about you, good or bad. If a person gets mad, they get teased more. I mean, me and Selena are famous, so they're going to talk anyway. Then my 14-year-old son, Jacob Herrod, gets jealous and mad, so I have to settle him down.
One of the things I think would be really funny, though, is to make a video like this if your kid's being an asshole.
Yeah.
Because imagine how upset his son, like if his son's a dick and he goes, all right, I'm just sick of you being like this. And he starts posting videos like this. Imagine what a 14-year-old boy would
do. It's terrible. You know who he reminds me of? Do you remember Poltergeist? And that guy that God is in his holy temple.
Yeah.
That old man.
Uh-huh.
That's him.
I like this guy's laugh, though.
Yeah.
To settle him down.
I could see you with a guy like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got it.
I do. Do you ever do that where you see people and you go, oh, I could see my spouse with them. I see that sometimes.
No, actually, I don't.
Yeah.
You know why? Because the thought sickens me. If you were to be with another woman, I would fucking kill both of you.
Well, I see a guy like this and I go, I see Christina and him living together. I see you guys making out.
His mouth smells so bad.
He has plaque, a lot of plaque on his teeth. He doesn't do even bi-yearly cleanings. Yeah.
His mouth is it's a cesspool.
Yeah.
It's all yellow and it's all dad.
I bet his penis is not the same color as the rest of his skin.
You think so?
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. What color do you think it is?
I think it's more yellow than his actual skin.
I think it's purple.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because if you look at the rest of him, he's got a purpley tones to his disgusting gums and mouth. It's usually the same color as your penis.
I think he has a liver deficiency and that his penis and his testicles are yellow.
Huh.
Not like a highlighter, just yellow hues.
Look at the dick detectives. I wish we could find out the answer to this mystery.
That's the thing. We really need...
We'll never know.
Well, so you say, my friend. So you say. Hmm. I think it's possible that we could find out.
Okay.
But you got to be up for the challenge.
The dick detectives.
Bass guitar. What if I get a bass guitar?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Can I tell you, probably one of my nightmares is you getting guitar and then like, babe, I wrote this tune for you. Listen. And then you make me listen to you play the guitar and sing.
Like we saw on that real Beverly Hills Surgeons?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And they had an outdoor thing.
God, there's nothing worse than watching someone play the acoustic guitar and sing at you. It makes me so uncomfortable. Oh,
God.
God damn it. And you have to act like, that was really good. Thank you.
I wrote this song.
Oh, my God.
They always tell you the the history.
Oh.
This is,
yeah.
One time a buddy of mine and we went out to eat and we couldn't find what we wanted. And so I wrote this song. It's about... Sometimes you don't find what you want in life, but you end up being happy with what you got. Here we go.
It's kind of the Rolling Stones.
Yeah. So. Celebrity.
Nothing is worse than people, whose avocation is guitar singing and writing songs.
Oof.
I had a neighbor that lived underneath me when I was in my 20s that would sing and all night long. And he would sing one song, so all you hear over and over is... like the same shit over.
The weather was beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, dude, no one wants to hear you practice your fucking music.
I think I found this moment,
too. Please don't make me
hear. I'm so excited. Ready? La, 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 la. Here we go.
Oh, God. And you have to pretend like you're jamming. Like, yeah, I like this song.
He does, like, his dad jam.
Yeah.
But I like the dad dedication to a jam.
Dad dedication.
Yeah, when he goes, like, here's
I am. One, two.
This guy's the best.
So crazy.
This guy's my favorite. Look how crazy he looks.
Oh, man. Shit.
God damn it.
When does he tell them what the song's about?
He goes
about?
To work. He comes home for a day or two. He goes to Brazil.
So this is a celebrity like, plastic surgeon of Beverly Hills. Yeah.
The personal problems she's going through.
Which,
and
by the way,
and really,
oh, here he is. One. They could have thought of a more imaginative name for the show.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Instead of the celebrity plastic surgeons of Beverly Hills. So they're all plastic surgeons by day, and they're supposedly friends. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, they have a practice together, right? They have a big practice. Yeah. They're part of a group. They're part of like a surgeon's group. Yeah.
That's him. So dad is a plastic surgeon by day, and then...
Yeah. But
as a performer, you're there to like to make people feel good and to bring in energy and joy to people.
And that's why you're not really a performer.
You know, I really want
no real performer.
You know, Haley's mind off of the personal problems she's going through and escape and really escape through the music.
This is what's so different about comedians and musicians too, because musicians can be really sincere about a song, but like or music, but comedians don't go. I really just. My job is really to make people really happy. Like
some do, but not the good ones.
Yeah, none of the good ones.
If your aim is to make other people happy as a comic, you're the shittiest
you're
comic.
Dog shit. Yeah. I'm fading, your dog diarrhea.
Look at the blonde. It's like, all right, away. Dad.
Yeah. What's wrong? I like how no rhythm. They're like. Today.
This is so painful.
It's so hard.
You have to stand there and get hammered and listen to your dumb friend play music.
I remember he had a dedication in this episode. Where is it?
Right
before the party, Robert announces that he's leaving for Brazil.
I don't think so.
Is it?
Oh my God.
You know, and he's following his dreams.
We definitely get to vent happiest. Or usually not. I mean, there's so much
shit. Oh, isn't this?
That's how I know you guys are.
It's here. And it's a tearful moment.
You know,
do you want to move in with us? We'd love to have you. I don't have a daughter.
her life is here in Beverly Hills.
You know what? Honestly, at the end of the day, we are always here for you. We love you.
Ah, sure.
At least when the cameras are rolling. Yeah.
Big hugs. Everybody's super skinny.
Okay. Come on, Dad.
Tell us how you came up with this number.
Dude, maybe we...
No.
I know, I'm just looking.
He's going to talk.
There, look.
No.
See, no, I'm saying look at way earlier.
All right, all right.
I am all part right, of me right, is proud right. of you, and the other side of me is like...
Okay. You're right. Sorry.
Concert, and the setting is just beautiful. And it's on a mountaintop with this reservoir below us, and the whole city and the ocean in the distance. And I'm looking forward to being
to torturing all my friends
a rock
with my
star
shitty music
at the edge of these mountains with
torturing your friends.
It was just such a nice evening in this beautiful house. It was incredible with the view.
All right,
it's very special.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, the dedication.
Finally.
Okay. Anyway, I want to thank you all for coming tonight. It's a very special night for myself. We're going to play some songs that I wrote.
He's in the fucking Hollywood Bowl.
Right.
Thanks, everybody, for coming out tonight.
Right. Could you imagine if comedians did this? Guys, this next bit I wrote about taking a shit while I was, believe it or not, taking an actual shit.
I hope you enjoy it. I wrote it to make you happy.
I like my beer. And say a few words, okay?
I mean, this guy does everything.
No, he doesn't.
It.
No.
Doctors in the house!
And this is what sucks about rich people also, by the way. This is why when it comes down to it, hanging out with rich people can really suck.
Yeah.
You know, they have it's a manufactured fun.
Yeah.
It's not.
Well, because you don't want to, like, don't you, there's tag-alongers who they just want to be there for the free food and the hangout. And they're never going to tell you, hey, bro, your shit sucks.
Yeah. But this jam out in a fucking trailer park is way more on, you know what I mean? Like this the equal party in, you know, in a person's $30,000 parking lot is way better.
Or the band who has to go up, you know, in a pay or play situation. Or just like the band that struggles and does shitholes and gets real reactions from audiences. I respect that.
I have no hobbies. I mean, I just work.
All right, so let's not wait any longer. Let's get up for a
game. Come on, man.
Start with one of my this is one of my recent songs, and it's about get a little serious here for a second, a little sentimental. You know, with what I do especially, I spend a lot of my time as a doctor. You kind of walk in the room, you don't know what to do unless you can actually kind of like have something that's wrong to fix and make better.
Shut up.
And, you know, but I think a lot of us, as we get on in life, we are that way in our days. You know, we spend so much of our time finding what's wrong about things in life. And
this is a backyard
shut the jam, fuck
though.
Up.
That's my whole thing is, like, don't you tell somebody that if they went to see, like, he's just playing in the backyard.
Right. He's a Coachella. In his mind, he's headlining Coachella. You know what I do think he thinks is going to happen, though? He's like, if I just put my music out there, somebody's watching this, and I'm going to get a record.
Well, somebody is watching this.
We're here to crush every musician's dreams that suck. But seriously, like Nick Hawk and this guy, similar thing.
This guy's way better than Nick Hawk.
If I put it, way better.
That
way better.
Was the worst thing
I'd rather go to this concert than a Nick Hawk.
I would ask for an explanation of every song. If I went to see this guy over a swing, one Nick Hawk.
Yeah, me too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A full fucking 2 hours set over one Nick Hawk song.
Of course.
Yeah.
This is painful.
The song is actually called What's Wrong! Exclamation point. And it's really about appreciation more than anything.
What's
Robert
wrong?
Was supposed
to... Exclamation mark.
Are you supposed to explain that much? What this song is about... No, come on, man.
Nobody wants.
Let's go back
take
to your
this
dad.
Guy away. I hate him.
Look, you know, young women like me, and I like them.
Okay.
It has always been that way.
I'm gonna throw up. I don't want to see this.
I don't look my age, and I really know how to please a woman.
I'm throw up. I knew it was going there. So what did I tell you? I got grossed out before it went there. I knew. This guy's an asshole. I don't like him.
Would you hook up with him?
No.
What would it take?
What do you mean by hook up? Let's talk about, the deal.
What about if you had to, mm-hmm. would it be him
mm-hmm.
or the mailman you've already begun a little something with?
With the sexy legs?
With sexy
the legs. Sexy legs postman?
Yeah.
Well, sexy legs postman. He's like 10 years younger than this guy.
No, he's not.
Virile.
Bob? Bob is not 10 years younger.
Bob's way more normal than this dude.
I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying he's not 10 years younger.
Bob's way more attractive than this fucking dirt pig. Look how dry and smelly his mouth is. That's all
I
can think
about.
How
smelly it is?
Because I can see how it smells. Look how it smells.
You don't know how smelly
rotten.
It is.
Of course.
What do you think it smells like?
Dad mouth. Old rotten dad mouth.
Here's let's see what else he says
he's
here.
He's gross. I don't like this guy one bit.
Why do you not like about him?
Because he's a creep salad.
I bet you he makes you quiver like that. He knows all the special tricks.
I'm going to throw up.
Now, honestly, I don't care what people say or think.
Yeah.
But
we know
what
that.
Selena thinks about it is another matter. Life is too short to take seriously all the time. Now about Selena. My health has been bad for some time now.
I know.
And the only person I hear from on a daily basis besides Jacob is Selena.
Besides Jacob.
Besides the usual radio interviews.
Do you think...
I can't take this guy. He scares me.
Would it freak you out if he pleased you in a way you've never been pleased
before?
Would
you stop? Stop it.
What?
It's so gross. So gross.
Yeah.
I would rather be with the vegan vagina guy than this guy.
Whoa.
Selena is a good, caring woman. And
Next subject.
Okay.
I don't like this guy.
All right. So I'm just going to close him out.
Thank you.
There you go. The jeans power. Back to back.
Can we talk about some important issues in the
sure.
Movie Dome?
Yeah.
Number one, we finally watched the season finale of Downton.
Yes.
Abbey. And can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I judge people.
Yeah.
If they call it Downtown Abbey.
Oh my God.
We're not friends.
Yeah, I know.
Downtown Abbey, really? You've seen it written. Everyone's seen it written down.
No, I know. It's very clear what it is.
I hate Downtown Abbey.
Yeah. Yeah. It's beautiful.
I love you have the theme song ready.
Yeah.
You're so good.
Of course.
I love this is when the Golden Retriever's ass is showing. You know,
it's
Pete
such
wrote
a good
this.
Show.
I know.
Yeah.
I miss it already. I'm so upset that it's over. Now, we're late on this because we didn't have television for the last 3 weeks here, and we moved and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss Downton. Can I tell you what I'm really upset about? Let's go through the stories.
Yeah, let's go through it. Go ahead.
What's the guy that I don't like? What's his name?
Branson.
No, I like Branson.
Wait, who do you not like?
Branson got chunkier. Mr. fucking the gay dude.
Thomas Barrow.
Barrow.
Oh.
First of all, I was upset that he didn't go through with the suicide. I really wanted Mr. Barrows to die.
That's so horrible. What is up with you on that?
He was just such a shit. It's like, what a short memory people have. They don't remember that Mr. Barrows tried to sabotage everything at Downton.
Yeah.
And that, you know, I'm glad he had a change of heart, but I don't really like him.
I thought it was kind of cool that he came back and the way they tied it together. I liked it. I actually liked it.
I like how everybody got a nice ending. I love that Edith triumphed over Mary in terms of status.
Yeah.
She ended up with a better love match marriage, or just better marriage and status. That was cool.
Yeah, and she actually overcame her cuntiness.
Yeah.
That was basically the theme of most of that episode.
Right.
Was there like, you're a cunt. And then they had Edith call her a cunt.
Yeah.
And then she saw her cuntiness and then was like, you're right.
I agree with you. I think that was really nice. And I love that final orgy scene at the end of the episode.
Yes. So I was actually trying to pull it up.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Where Carson finally brought out his huge hog and Lord Grantham finally dropped to his knees like he's wanted to for years.
Yeah, it's great. I mean...
And Blue Carson.
Yeah. It's, because the thing is that there's that scene where it turns out, I'll just tell you, Carson has a bit of an ailment. And he's kind of keeping it hidden. And then Mrs. Hughes says, you have to tell everyone. So Carson, in like one of the final scenes, he drops his pants and he has a fully erect penis.
Mm.
And he goes, this is what I've been hiding. And then he walks over to all the girls and he puts it in each of their mouths for a moment.
Wait,
it's really
special. Just so you know, this is the UK edition. This
is the one
you
don't
watch.
Not a lot of Americans got to see this one. We paid extra. But you get to see Carson. He fucks Cora. He fucks Lady Mary. He fucks Edith. The Dowager Countess.
The Dowager Countess.
Yeah.
And what I loved in the UK edition anyways, I don't know if Americans saw it, they gave Cousin Violet a push-up bra.
Yes.
Finally.
Yes.
We got to see her tits hoisted up a little higher than
she goes, my tits usually hang so low.
Right.
And well, Rose goes, I came back from America. I got you a push-up bra, cousin.
Right. Because at Hogwarts, it's okay if her tits are that low.
Right.
She's just teaching.
Right.
But at Downton,
it's not acceptable.
Unacceptable.
Yeah.
Rose came back, that little slut.
Yep.
She's got a baby now.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband's not attractive. I will say that Rose is way cuter than her husband.
I agree. Do you think, how's that going over there?
So we filmed this in our home next door to our child's room.
Yeah.
And our new nanny.
Yeah.
Who's watching our child while we do this.
Yep. I was trying to find that scene.
Cora. Fish face. Always with the fish.
That's her face in every scene.
Every scene. And she always goes, I'm afraid not, or I'm afraid so.
They're always afraid.
Everybody's afraid of feelings. Yeah. The reason, there's never an emotional stake at Downton.
It's like,
no feelings.
Is there any cum in those bowls?
All right.
And then
the
guys always go, I should like that very much.
Right. I'm afraid there is.
You suck all the cum out of your balls. And he goes, I should like that indeed.
Yeah.
I should
like that very much, Carson.
I should like cum.
That's interesting that they did resolve the unanswered question of, is there any cum in Carson's balls?
Yep.
And we found out. Yeah, there is. There's a lot of cum in Carson's balls.
There's a lot. Yeah. There's a lot.
Anna had her baby, which was exciting. They had a boy. Is that Carson ejaculating on everyone? This is when the servants finally come upstairs.
Yeah.
This is in Lady Mary's room.
Like, we've been holding on to this for years. Your lordship. Your ladyship.
Everybody's happy. It was a happy ending.
It was really cool the way it ended.
This is a Christmas episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Under the Yule
after
about a Yule log.
Carson comes on, everybody fades to black. It's a really sweet ending.
Someone brought the mistletoe, and this is what happened.
Your lordship? And he goes, yes, yeah. Carson. Pretty good.
Now, I am upset because...
Yeah.
There's Anna. I hear her.
There's Anna. I hear her.
Yeah, Mrs. Hughes is happy, and Cora just came. Yeah, we heard that. Yeah.
It's a really beautiful show.
Mr. Barrows is even getting in on this.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, what was Lord Grantham's happy ending?
He got to see his daughter, Edith, who's just his whole adult life has just been bad luck.
Yeah.
Be happy. And then he saw Mary be happy as well.
And Carson came on her, and that's why.
He saw Carson jizz all over his daughters, and then...
Yeah.
And then he, you know, it was interesting. He was one of the people, he accepted the way that life was changing more so than Carson. Because those are really the representatives of upstairs and downstairs, right?
Right.
Carson actually wanted to hold on to it more so than his lordship did.
Interesting. That's a really good observation, Tom.
I mean,
now what I want to know is where do they shit? And they didn't really address that.
They never gave us a shitting scene in all, what is it, 6 seasons?
I mean, does someone have to wipe his lordship and his ladyship, her ladyship?
They probably used cloth for a while, right?
And they're like, wash this.
Wash his lordship's dirty.
I'm done. Take this and wash this. They ring the bell, and then Carson has to come and wipe.
Where did they go?
You.
Because they didn't have toilets.
They did a downtown.
In 1850, they did?
They must have had indoor plumbing. At that nice house. No, they didn't have outhouses.
Yeah.
They must have had some kind of indoor. Well, that's our really... Julian Fellows knows the answer to that.
Julian does know the answer to that. By the way...
They would not sit with their backs to the chairs at Downton. In the Edwardian time.
Your lordship, you have no more cum in your balls. May I leave now?
Okay.
All right. Go make me something to eat.
Okay.
Go tell Mrs. Patmore to make me up something right quick.
Oh, he wants to eat a sandwich, does he?
Is that good?
That's good.
His lordship's balls are empty.
His lordship always wants to eat when he comes.
His lordship's balls are empty, are they? I'll whip up a biscuit.
I always feed his lordship when he comes.
It's true. She does.
You're going to wear those tails. I love my favorite thing ever in Downton is the time when, was it Tom came back and he didn't have his dinner tuxedo?
Yeah.
And they were appalled that he just wore his regular suit
to
dinner.
Well, it's like, what type of man? That's really what it is. They're like, what type of fucking man?
What are you?
Doesn't travel with his, you know.
Right, his nighttime tuxedo.
Yeah.
Could you imagine getting...
What I want to know is, where's the cum?
And we found out at Downton.
It's all in Carson's balls, sweetie.
Series finale.
Yep.
I loved it. I just loved it.
Where's the cum?
Where's the cum?
Yep.
What I want to know is... Anyway, I'm glad we got that. Now our next order of business is House of Farts, because we haven't even touched that.
Because of the move.
The move fucked us all up.
And by the way, this is something I learned through this, is that our Wi-Fi signal was not strong enough, basically, in our living room. Mm. So for those of you that don't know, that were retarded like me, you can get a little thing called a Wi-Fi extender. And you plug it right into your wall, and it boosts your signal. Game changer.
So cool. It was like a little gadget that's all we needed, which we brought on Amazon through our banner, Your Mom's House Podcast.
I did have a really fun time discovering it. I called Time Warner, who we have our internet service from, because they're the only provider here, which really is cool how they
monopolize. And it's a monopoly. Yeah.
Jesus. I'm sorry.
When are you going to get professional, Tom? It's your dad. You don't want to answer it.
How do you know it's my dad?
Because I saw it.
Oh. Where did it come up there?
No, it came on your phone. Like Carson came on.
I called them and I said, you know, I'm having trouble with the internet. And they go, okay, well, we'll send somebody out. So the guy comes out. He comes into this room, which is our studio office. And he goes, so what's the problem? I go, well, you know, it's working great here, but in the living room, it isn't great. And he goes, okay. So he doesn't really say anything. A few minutes later, I see him in the living room, and he's got the router in his hand. And I go, so what are you going to do? He goes, I'm going to plug it in here. That way it'll be strong in here. And I go, but won't it be weak in the office then? And he goes, probably.
Cool. Problem solved. I don't know what the problem is, Tom.
And I go,
what are you complaining about?
So what should I do? I mean, shouldn't I do, like, should I get a second router or should I get a Wi-Fi extender? He goes, oh, those extenders work great. You should get one of those.
Hmm.
And I go, okay. He goes, I'm going to go put it back in the office. Then I go, okay.
Thanks for coming.
So he plugged it back in where it was, and then he left.
Cool. Thanks for coming, Time Warner.
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent company.
Yeah.
By far my least favorite internet and
for
cable
sure.
provider.
For sure.
But we're not getting their cable service, by the way. We refuse that. I've had Time Warner cable. It is garbage dog shit.
Yeah.
We're just doing Apple TV right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And cut the cord, man. Cut the cord.
And we had Time Warner, and I thought we'd never have to
dog
have
shit.
Again. But when we moved, we had to.
Fucking horrible. Time yeah. Warner's dog shit.
They always have the worst service.
So disappointing.
It's just the worst customer service.
Oh, yeah. They don't care.
They just
care.
Don't take care of you. Speaking of badass motherfuckers and shit like that, stuff like that.
Oh,
there's,
dear.
There's Crazy Lokes, our good friend Crazy Lokes, who I think is open to working out with me if I go to San Jose. He has a freestyle rap here in Spanish. Is that correct? It's in Spanish. So that's kind of my forte. Let's going to see what it sounds like. I haven't heard it yet. You want to hear it?
Do I have a choice in the matter?
All good. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Crazy Lokes going to speak one more time for the mommies. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
For the what?
Mommies.
We still so up there, say, we still for the mommies way. Towards them, we up there, say, Bessie man, me besita. We so up there, say, bonita. So up there, say, hermisa, el hermosa, el rola. Towards them, mommies way. Me say, quieres tu el hola, el quieres. Me tayo mamá, se estastin el.
You ever seen somebody speak in tongues before? Like in a church when they heal them and they're
the
like,
blah, 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 blah,
blah. That's basically what's going
He's
on.
He's like,
here.
Mama say, mama say, mama makusa.
It's basically that.
It's gibberish, right?
There's gibberish with like a word in Spanish in every sentence and
yeah.
mostly.
Because I don't speak Spanish like you do fluently. I don't. But I know enough like LA Spanish. To get, and I don't understand yeah. what the fuck this guy's talking.
Well, he's Filipino, so he knows how to pronounce the words
Tagalog or whatever.
And yeah, he and there's Spanish words in his language, but
that's the package. That's the FedEx package is here. That's
dog,
how we know.
Man. Does anybody?
This dog is the worst dog we've
want
ever had.
A dog?
It's a Brussels Griffon, beautiful little girl,
beautiful.
Really sweet animal.
You'll see her in a pillowcase floating down the LA River at about. 7 a.m. on Wednesday.
Go ahead and pick that up. It's your dog. Or
it's your dog.
She might be on the 405 freeway.
Yeah.
At the Santa Monica exit.
Yeah.
Just waiting.
Just kind of hanging out. God.
Can I tell you what this dog, if anybody out there, if you're a real dog trainer, and don't fucking email me if you're not legit, our dog eats everything in the backyard. And I mean everything. Rocks, glass pieces. She's indiscriminate. I mean it. And we're lucky she's still alive, frankly. But now, whatever the fuck she's eating in our backyard is giving her diarrhea. Mm-hmm. And she's had diarrhea twice in the last 2 weeks. And
yeah.
it is, we don't know what to do. Either we muzzle her when we
but
let her out or
we know how to stop the
what.
Diarrhea.
Yeah,
we
but
just don't know how to keep her from eating what's
eating
out there.
Whatever the fuck it is. And it's everything. Everything and anything.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. I'm at a loss.
Yeah.
She's the worst.
We have a fireplace. So we can put her in there.
Here's your new crate. Get in the crate.
Better behave. We're going to turn it on.
She would just go, nom, nom, nom. She wouldn't
eat. She'd eat the fire. Nom, nom, nom,
nom, nom. Hi. She went up. We turned on the fireplace. She went right up to it and was like, yeah. She almost did start licking the fire.
Mm-hmm.
She's so inbred and stupid. Gorgeous dog. Designer dog. Dumbest dog we ever had. Fief from Downey from the streets. Smartest.
For
never
sure.
runs away. Wouldn't dream of running away because
no.
he knows how hard it is.
No.
Anyway,
Chulito,
oh, Chulitos are delicious. Taco Bell.
His crew there is enjoying him, right?
They're laughing. They're laughing at him.
His way towards you, me, Elvis.
Oh, what's up with the hair there?
It's called, it's called a kiss.
Yours. It's a kiss.
Okay. You know, still going.
This is my sister's device. The pizza. Mommy's way so on. Praise Lopito. So Elvis.
Oof.
It's a lot.
It's hard. It's hard. It's hard.
Yeah. There's a lot of shitty music on this show today.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to see what Shane Lee's been up to?
Yeah. It's been a while. We have to keep it short, though. We don't want to enrage
Maybe
the listeners.
We should take people a break from that for a second. This I discovered was sent yesterday as I was kind of going through these clips with Blue Band. And just check this out. This lady, she's pretty great, man. Lifting weights at a weightlifting meet. What do you think?
I thought he's gonna grab her tits. That would be the only part.
She's got big tits.
She's great. Good for her. I like that.
She's awesome.
That was rad.
That's not a normal scream for weightlifting.
I like it, though.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
She lifts a second time, and you wouldn't believe it. She's back to screaming. The only other time I've heard a woman scream like that is when you make number two. And I can... I can hear you.
Throughout the house?
Throughout the house, yeah.
And I grab the bowl and go,
I've heard it a few times when when we had Korean barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
When we ordered Thai, I hear you in there.
Remember when I was in labor and I cursed a lot?
Yeah.
That was fun. I feel like this lady, because all the nice nurses were like,
Yeah, I know.
And I was dropping F bombs.
Yeah, dropping racial slurs. There's a lot
I did
out.
Not. By the way, that reminds me. My cousin Julie chimed in on the Nick Hawk tattoo thing.
Oh, yeah.
Let me read you what she does a lot of tattoos and knows a lot about the world of tattooing. Hold on. Let me find what she has to say.
Oof. There's a reason we're doing that.
From the. LaCroix?
LaCroix, yeah.
It's LaCroix.
LaCroix.
It's not LaCroix. It's LaCroix. Yeah.
No, it's LaCroix.
I took French.
I took French.
It's LaCroix.
I took French. I spent time in Bali. I have a lot of Canadian friends. It's the national language.
It's LaCroix.
It's LaCroix.
No, the O-I-X is oi.
No, LaCroix.
It's not LaCroix.
LaCroix.
You're retarded.
It's a delicious La Croix.
It's not La Croix, it's La Croix.
This is La Croix with limon. See? Limon, La Croix.
Limon, that's La Croix, Spanish. Limon. No, hey. This is La Croix.
Ça va.
Spekutaku.
C'est la vie.
Hey.
It's La Croix.
All right.
La Croix.
It's La Croix.
La Croix.
La Croix.
La Croix.
La Croix.
La Croix.
Okay. Here it is, Nick Hawk. Here it goes. She writes, my cousin Julia, I was always confused about what the hell Nick Hawk's tattoo on his shoulder was.
It's, first, wait, we should, for.
Oh, yeah, let's bring it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
ladies and gentlemen, it's comedy spectacle. Yeah, I say it like
okay.
That.
Okay. Holy shit, man.
Montreal.
Oh, this is a good image, I think, to use for what we're discussing. Let's see.
Bonjour, ladies and gentlemen.
There is a... How do you say?
Oh, God.
Look at this motherfucker.
There he is.
What are you doing, dude?
Yeah.
What is that?
So that's what I asked her about. Because
so you should set some... you know, context. Your cousin has a lot of tattoos.
Right, my cousin Julie and her husband Justin, they are, like, I would consider them tattoo aficionados.
Sure.
They both have a lot. Julie has a lot of tattoos. Uh-huh. She, you know, she hangs out in that community.
Right.
She knows what the fuck she's talking about.
She knows what she's talking about, yeah. She knows a turd when she sees one.
She knows a turd, yeah, totes. And so I thought it was a bad cover up on his shoulder as well. I was like, oh, is he covering up something shitty? And she thought it was a poorly executed cover up. The closer she says I look at it, the more I think that it's a poorly executed Venom transformation tattoo from the Spider-Man comics. If I'm correct, it's supposed to be the black goo that encapsulates someone and turns them into the Venom character. If you look closely at his elbow in certain pics, you can clearly see the sharp, pointy teeth that Venom has. Right. So it's like when that Venom character... it's like it grows on you and takes over you.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah, it looks really cool. It doesn't look douchey at all. And I like that it's... there's more here. It's down the hips.
It's horrible.
Down the thighs.
Can I tell you something? And I'm not a tattoo aficionado whatsoever.
Which one would you like to look at more?
But... they're all so dumb. Oh, my good night, Irene. Really?
That's
oh,
not him. That's somebody
that
else.
That guy's got better tats. Oh, blah, blah, blah.
Here we are.
I mean, look, I feel like they're super lame.
The thing about him is he's just a guy that takes himself too seriously.
That's why. Yeah, yeah, it kind of sucks. And he's got the Venom stuff growing over his cock and balls. Cool, oh, see, that's what she's talking about?
Yeah.
You know, and then it takes over you. I mean,
he just takes himself too seriously.
Too seriously. That's why it's lame, yeah. Way too seriously. Please like us.
No? How do you click out of this?
I don't care.
God damn it.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's just not, they're not cool, too. And as far as I know, in the tattooing world, he didn't choose cool ones. Like, that guy's got, like, tough ones, kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, there should be some skulls, right? There should be... some bloody hearts or something. Like my cousin, she's got like some fucking dope ass chess piece with like a heart and, you know, cool stuff. Spider webs on elbows. That stuff's cool.
Yeah.
The knuckle tats. I'm a huge fan of knuckle tats. Well, this is like whack. I feel like his stuff.
Oh, he did Playgirl?
Oh, get your life. Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh jeez.
Everything about him is oh boy.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I'm working on my raps.
Poor guy.
You're not kidding. There's a lot.
Yeah, he's suffering inside. All right. Well, you know. And there you have it. That's thank you, Cousin Julie.
Can I try something real quick?
Yeah.
Well, since we're talking about...
LaCroix. Hey, Rob Ford died.
I know.
We liked him. We like making fun of him on this show.
Babe.
No, we did. We talked about him on the show.
We played him a lot because he was hilarious. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was, it was sad though. I was convinced as soon as I heard that he died, that he died from an overdose or a heart attack. I didn't know he was fighting cancer.
I didn't know that either. Yeah. I would think it would be drugs or something.
Yeah. It's really sad.
He did lean that direction. And we lost Gary Shandling too.
That's really sad, man.
Yeah. I loved the Gary Shandling show as a kid.
Oh my God. And the Larry Sanders show.
Yeah.
That was amazing. That is comedy gold. If you guys want to really dive into a show and you haven't seen the Larry Sanders show, it's fucking incredible.
Hey now.
It's really, oh, hey now. It's such a good show. It really is.
What are we calling?
Originating with our flagship brand.
LaCroix.
Don't start.
It's LaCroix. Everybody knows that.
LaCroix.
It's not LaCroix. LaCroix.
LaCroix. Why aren't they answering?
Who are you calling?
Begin speaking after the tone, then hang up when you are finished, or press any key for further options.
Oh, it's too late.
Who is
That's
it?
That's right. I was calling LaCroix.
It's LaCroix, ding dong.
I just called them to talk to them about it.
It's LaCroix. Damn it.
It's LaCroix.
Are they on France time?
Yeah, because they are in LaCroix.
Wait, isn't this like Canadian though? Like French Canadian?
I don't know where they make
product
it.
Product of USA. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right. Warren, Michigan.
It's really making me burp a lot. I don't know if I should be drinking these as often during the show. This is the most I've burped, I feel like, in a show. I don't think it's good.
Potato, potato, Tom.
So
that's what your mom's house is based on, burps and farts.
Burps and farts. That's what we're about. I should tell you this.
Go ahead.
And in sort of, you know, we didn't mean for it to coincide like this, but I... shot a show, a presentation a year, more than a year ago, where the focus, like the inspiration of this show idea was Rob Ford in a way.
It was, all right.
It was a show called The People's Mayor. We shot it and we kind of, you know, tried to shop it around, and they finally allowed us to put it on YouTube. I just put it up 3 hours ago. Mm. It's called The People's Mayor. It was written by Tom Ruprecht, who wrote for the Letterman for 15 years. Mm. So he's so fucking funny.
This was a really good pilot, and I really loved you in it. I thought it was a great character for you. I'm sad that it didn't get picked up.
Yeah.
This is a great show.
It was so
fun,
man. You know, so oh yeah, had lung cancer, this is
they gave her that same prognosis. That was 14 years ago.
Who's that?
She remained cancer free.
Oh, she died 13 and a half years ago.
Why are you telling me this?
Because it was like 6 months to the day. I mean, these doctors, they know their shit. It's great meeting you, Stan.
So it's on my YouTube channel. So if you go to YouTube and just look for Tom Segura, it's up there. It's 9.5 minutes. It's really well written. Really well made, and there's great actors in it. Joe Wengert, Mark.
Your wife, I loved, who played
Sarah Baker.
She is so funny.
She's so good in it. Yeah, Mark Evan Jackson's one of my favorites. There's so many fucking here. This little exchange here is really funny to me. This is so. I'm playing the mayor, and he. This is my.
You're like, the mayor of Detroit.
Yeah, and this is my top aide, like my basically right hand man, and there's a rumor that there's a tape of me doing drugs and blowing a black eye.
Yes! Let's drink! Jimmy, load him up.
Hey, can I bother you with like a work-related question?
That dude's been in the bathroom for half an hour. Just have his drink.
Are you using drugs?
Relax. Public opinion's changed. Pot is legal, dude.
So you're smoking pot?
No, I'm not a pussy.
Cocaine? You're doing cocaine?
No, I'm not doing cocaine because this isn't Wall Street. I do the real stuff. Crack, brother. Rocks.
Crack.
Yeah.
You're smoking crack?
It's medicinal.
Medicinal crack. Look, could there be a video of you sucking off a black guy for drugs?
Black guy?
Yeah. You know what? Any ethnicity dick.
We're good, buddy.
We're good.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Dave, this is my friend. I'm sorry, I forgot your name.
Titty fucker.
You forgot titty fucker.
I saw that.
What?
I just saw that.
I'm having a drink.
So anyways.
That's great.
I really am, like, was super show. Proud of it. And I'm so happy.
This is insane.
We get to share it, so
it's a really cute,
yeah,
fun family
out.
Fun kind of show.
It's a family fun kind of show for sure.
It's just like that new Fuller House. I'm glad they made that one instead of The People's Mayor, right?
Man,
good call. Good call.
I know, shit like that. They go, no thanks.
Fuller House.
Fuller House.
God damn.
I mean, I really feel like it's overkill today. It's too many burps.
Wait, maybe my LaCroix is not as... Can I try
LaCroix? He's nodding. Blue Band's nodding. He's like, it's too many burps.
Can I trade LaCroix's with you?
Okay.
Give me that one, because I feel like mine's flat.
How many burps is it today, you think?
It's a lot. Can we do a burp counter?
Yeah, sure.
Let's edit them together and do a burp
counter. Maybe we should
count.
Edit them out. Maybe that's too many. Sorry, guys. It's what? Yeah, sorry. I'll try
hey,
to dial
but
it
but your back. LaCroix is as flat as mine right now. How are you ripping such big burps?
I don't know. I've just always had a gift.
Do you ever pull a booger out of your nose so good that you think about it for like days after?
Yeah.
Where you're like, that was so good.
Maybe not days after, but yeah, I think about them.
I pulled a booger out of our son's nose yesterday that was so massive. Yeah. I've been thinking about it ever since.
What was it about it?
It was like just big and scrungy. For such a small person.
Yeah.
I never pulled a booger out of
his
nose.
I like the hard
that.
Ones. Sometimes you wake up and you're like, oh, what is that? I got a little itch.
Those are good.
And you reach in there and there's a fucking boulder.
Yeah.
And it bleeds.
Yeah. That's a good one.
You got blood running down your face just from pulling a booger out.
Not down your face.
Yeah, you do. Just like when you go caca, you have blood. Yeah, it happens.
Sometimes I pick so much that it hurts. Like right now, my right nostril hurts in there
because
I dug too much yesterday.
Do you remember a few weeks ago we had the twins and they were like talking at the same time?
Yeah.
We have a different set of crazy twins.
Oh, boy.
They wear the same clothes. They both have tattooed eyebrows. They
they don't have tattoos.
Yeah, they're the same.
They're the same.
And they have something they'd like to share.
Everything that's up.
Hi, I'm Lucy. I am Anna.
Anna and Lucy are dubbed as the world's most identical twins.
And they are both Australian. Weren't the other ones? They're either
no,
Kiwis.
They're Kiwis.
Yeah.
And they're they're both Nobel laureates, right?
At the same time, the inseparable sisters say they always want to be together.
You realize that this whole thing is a product of the Kardashians?
Of course it is.
Or Barbie, like it's
which is
so
the same thing.
Dumb. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the whole lips and it's so bizarre. This is such a bizarre time to be alive.
Fake. Everything's fake.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
So weird. This is the standard now.
And constantly post videos of themselves to their YouTube channel.
Anna, Lucy, the Sink Queen. More videos to come. And see
their lips
get
are terrible.
And their eyebrows
say
are terrible.
They're practically the same from the hair, cosmetic
to their
surgery,
pussies.
Matching wardrobes.
I love to see their
and
pussies.
And their matching
even
assholes.
The same boyfriend. Here they are on Australia's Sunrise Show.
For us, we've had separate boyfriends in the past and it hasn't worked. But now it's much easier and, yeah, it's great.
Because we're
happy.
We're with each other 24/7. Me and my sister, it's just much easier to share a boyfriend.
Yeah, because we're always together.
According to Australian reports, the third-world twins are...
What's with the eyebrows?
What's with everything? The eyebrows stand out? What's with the lips?
For me, it's the eyebrows. The lips I'm standard issue with.
I can't focus with the lips.
I can't focus because the eyebrows.
Yeah, the lips are distracting to me. I'm looking at them like I fucking don't know what's going on.
But the type of, they just took Sharpies and like the Chola brow.
Because they're trying to fit that ideal. They see the Kardashian thing. And
so
like,
damaged.
Make me look like Kim, please.
So damaged.
Yeah.
I want to be Bobby.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's damaged.
Seeing their future. If one gets pregnant, the other will follow suit so their bodies stay exactly the same.
So they're both dating the same guy. So he's dumping clips left and right.
Yeah, on both of them.
I guess that's the only plus.
But isn't that the big fantasy for a guy to be banging twins?
Yeah, but this is the rare occasion where the twins really want to do that. Most twins go,
gross.
No.
Yeah,
they go, gross, and I want to have my own... You know, boyfriend, girlfriend. Yeah. I like one person's coming, like my own.
Yeah, you don't really want to share a dick. Like, it's really private.
But these two are real. I mean, they must, they might even do that whole other, like, maybe they're like incestuous and they're just.
They might be. I don't know why these girls just don't make the leap and do porn. I kind of feel like that's on the table. That's coming up.
Yeah.
They're one phone call away from it.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
They might be one phone call away from the. The greatest porn leap of all time that no one's ever gotten anyone to do. And that is to get them to be with each other.
No one's ever gotten that?
No, I think with the thing is they've had twins do porn, but twins, you know, siblings typically won't touch each other.
Oh, you've thoroughly researched this genre? Like you've done the research?
I've looked into it.
Yeah.
And I think these two would actually go, yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
I'll eat out my identical twin sister.
Yeah, there's some of that going.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
They're definitely weird. Look how long I've gone without burping right now. Can we just acknowledge that for a second?
Or shitting, for that matter.
I haven't shit since before the show.
I know. It's been a whole hour and a half since your last bout.
That's a big deal.
It's amazing. Can we watch these videos?
While the twins explain they're not ready just yet, no word on whether they're trying for identical babies as well. Just imagine how they'll pull that.
Just pause for a minute. This is like the dumb girl dance, too.
Of course
it's so funny how it changes every decade. Like, this is the dumb girl prototype.
Yeah.
And they're like, you've got to check off the list, right?
Yeah.
Dumb girl hair, check. Lips, check. Eyebrows, check. Dress, check. Fake tit, check. Yeah. And the dumb girl move, the party girl dance. Is there a manual that all these people consult or?
Yeah, it seems like it, and they're getting loaded in the room. Let's go get
that shot.
Fucked up in our room before we got all stars.
FreeInsideEdition.com. I'm Lee Sheps.
It's the saddest shot of all. Just dancing in our hotel room. Dance, dance, dance.
We love it.
By the way, last time we had a succulent Chinese meal remix, and we thought, you know, it's pretty good. It's actually really good. You know, it had all the modern kind of dance vibe right to it. Is it in the 336 one? I still have that up. I don't know if it's in there. If it is in there, I can play it.
Oh. Okay. Well, looks like I'm finally kicking in. I feel like so inferior and inadequate.
Why do you feel that way?
I haven't burped at all. You've had all the burps.
Get your hands off my penis.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get my tits done. I have to get my eyebrows plastered in. I got to get my lips injected.
Yeah. Yeah.
Downloads.
Fuck, it's not there. Anyways, we got a new one. This is a totally different style. Get your hands off my penis song. This one's really good and really different. Do you care to hear?
I'd love to. I love this guy.
Get your hands off my penis. Here we go.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Have a look at the headlock here. See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis! This is the way you got me on the penis, people.
Huh? Get some cups. Hey, Paul.
Why did you do this? Get some cups. What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? Oh, that's a nice headlock, sir. Yes. I see that you know your judo.
Good. It's a kind of a...
Yeah, it's like a jazzy.
Yeah.
I like this one best.
You like it more?
Yeah. It's interesting. It's good. It's not teta, it's ta-ta.
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 I could listen to that all day.
It's good.
It's really good.
Yeah. That was impressive.
Yeah. I'm really impressed with him.
Good job. Hand off good my job. Penis.
Good job, Blue Band.
Good job.
Finding that.
Great jeans. Tight jeans.
Tight jeans.
Those jeans were so tight on that one.
Also want to point out how long it's been since I've burped.
Long has it been?
Feels like it's been a long time.
You know, I have a jean dilemma maybe you can help me with.
Oh, sure.
I'm serious. I have a jean problem right
okay.
now. You know, my post... birth body, I'm a little fatter than I've been in the past, and I buy regular people jeans, but I'm kind of like in this jean dilemma where, like, the ones I bought are too big, but then when I go a size down, it's too tight. So what do I do?
I've been there a lot. I've been there for years.
Like, I'm in between sizes, so what pair of jeans do I wear in the meantime?
I'm always there. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, because one pair, it's too high and tight if I wear the lower size, and then they're low and loose if I wear the size above.
Yeah, I can't do the low and loose.
I would rather
go a little snug. What I try to do is then you get something a little tight. It's a little higher than you normally wear. It's a little tighter. And... you just suffer through some tight hours.
Right.
And then it kind of fits you.
And then it loosens later in the day.
But it just loosens ever so slightly. Yeah. It feels like it's almost made for you at that point.
Right.
Then you wear it for a few days and it'll fit perfectly day after day.
But you have to power through those really high and tight.
Oh, there it went.
Why did you not share that with everybody?
But I started to feel bad for them. But the thing is, you got to be ready for some uncomfortable times.
Yeah.
But what happens is eventually it'll be perfect. Now, eventually, if you keep wearing them, they'll eventually get loose and saggy.
And then they have to go another size down.
Yeah.
The thing is that you just can't sit down in your high and tight jeans and you can't eat. As long as I don't sit or eat, those jeans feel nice when they're high and tight. Remember we were talking about this? Like some days you like your jeans extra high and tight, and right. Some days I don't.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much I like them high and tight, you know.
All the time? Nobody
all the time, but
can have their jeans high and tight all the time.
It's pretty much a lot, though. It's a lot. It is. Would you care to read some emails?
Yeah.
Hey, Mommy Tom and Mommy Tina, longtime listener, lifelong Daniac here. I've got my denim in a bit of a twist.
Hi, Foo.
My partner recently farted during intercourse.
I don't know how to feel about it.
Let me be clear. This fart came from Brown Town, and it smelled like chicken cream. Mid-flow into relations. Just want to get you your gut's opinion on the matter and if coital farts are acceptable. FYI, I have also asked Hitler about this, but he hasn't replied to any of my emails. Many thanks, Mr. Reckless Eyeballing a Bitch.
Well, here's the thing. Hitler doesn't answer your emails. He only answers vlogs.
Yeah, that's true. You got to make a vlog.
We've covered this.
Yeah, that's true. That's kind of some JV shit, too.
Yeah. First of all, farts happen in a relationship. I think we hold them in during lovemaking.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to clarify. I'm pretty sure you're talking about somebody who accidentally farted. I mean, that's a big thing. We're talking about an accidental fart.
Dirty and disgusting.
But the thing I want to also make clear is an accidental fart. Unless you're a real piece of shit, you forgive an accidental fart.
Yeah.
It's an accident.
Yeah.
Now, is it acceptable? Well, it's acceptable that it happened accidentally. You know, if it's a repeat or a deliberate thing, that's a different thing, you know?
Yeah. You should make every effort to hold in your farts.
You should try to hold in farts. I mean, look how long I've been with you. I've held in all those farts.
I know.
And I've had to fart a lot.
Yeah, there have been times where it's come close.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Down to the fart wire.
Yeah. And you still hold it in.
Yeah. Okay.
You still hold it in.
I still hold it in as best as I can.
Of course you do.
Fuck my stoma.
But do you... you still... Do you then go to the bathroom and then...
Yeah. Oh, damn.
But only... Or I hold it until we're done.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I fart and say that out.
I haven't... Yeah, I mean... I've had them where I go right to the end, flip over, and then, you know, let out.
I know. Oh, I know. You and I have been making sweet marital love, and then you immediately fart after. Oh. Thank you.
And then you go, we just made love. And I go, I know. We're done.
Yeah. That's how you know we're done. When Tom farts, we're done.
It's true. It means we're totally done. We're totally
done. I can't wait until our son, because you've been burping in front of him. He's too young to really know what's happening, but when he figures it out, it's going to be fucking mayhem in this house.
Yeah. Yeah, I ripped some big burps in front of him. Big one. Farts, too. Farts, I don't think he even knows where they come from. Burps, he looks at me, and I go, bah! And he's like...
He loves it.
Yeah.
Little Jeans is going to pick up some bad habits between mom and dad. We're going to get a lot of phone calls from school.
Your son, he farted, and then he said, damn it, I wish I had burped at the same time. And we'll be like, well, yeah, it's a pretty big deal when you do that.
Your son has been farting on girls' hands, and then we have to pretend like, oh, yeah, that is bad.
We'll be like, well, he probably likes her. You know, he's trying to show her. Hey, Hitler mommies. I was listening to a boring news story on NPR just a few hours ago and immediately thought of you guys just as it was ending. The story was about the current overabundance of cotton in China and how it may affect the global economy. After some talk about the price, supply, demand, import, export statistics.
Learn how to read, dummy.
Statistics of cotton.
God.
It went on to hint that we, as American consumers, can expect to see a price drop for clothing, specifically jeans, sometime in the near future. Since everybody knows that Tom and Katrina are the utmost authority when it comes to jeans and anything else denim related, I felt, as a YMH listener of 2 years, to keep you abreast with this new information. I know I could really do with some denim, more denim in my life personally, so it'd be great to see the price go down for a new pair of those precious ball-crushing jeans. Shout out to FIFA, Bitsy, and Lil Chapito. Keep them high and tight. Later, mommies. Michael from New York. Thanks, Michael.
Oh, if I could put a call out there, guys. Any ladies out there know of any really good jeans for when you're kind of still fat postpartum? What are some good jeans to make a lady look a little skinnier and who has a belly right now? I go to the Gap, but I feel like there's a brand out there I'm not aware of that I should be checking out.
They're going to respond.
Let me know, girls, if you've had a baby. And I don't want to wear maternity jeans anymore. It's too depressing. I need normal people jeans, just like fat people jeans.
Dear mommies, just want to let you know I no longer listen to the podcast. Nope, I am now a proud viewer of your YouTube podcast.
I got scared.
I now get the pleasure of seeing my mommies wearing it high and tight. No longer do I wonder, is Kem Ann hot as hot as they say? What the fuck's a sky punch? Or, I bet they break it down during that sweet intro, which you do. Thank you, mommies, for now giving me the option of sitting at home and doing a bowl with my two main mommies. Keeping them high and tight, Jeff.
Good, Jeff. Hi, Jeff. I'm glad you're watching us.
This is definitely for you and made me really laugh. Hey, Hitlers, I listened to your podcast, found something interesting about Tina's dad, mostly about her dad's drinking. My dad is also from the old country and would drink a 30-pack a day, starting as soon as he woke up.
Yep.
I grew up thinking all dads did this, too, and never figured out that he was an alcoholic until I was old enough to drink for myself. He would also tell me to fuck off until I was old enough to drink with him. And cool enough to hang. I've never seen him drunk or pissy or angry either, no matter what he drank. This seemed to be a strange parallel between our high-functioning, alcoholic Hungarian fathers. Love the show. Keep it high and tight. Tanner. So his dad's a Hungo, too.
Tanner, first of all, that's a very un-Hungarian name they gave you. But
yeah.
Tanner, you're absolutely correct. Yeah, it's normal to grow up with dads. I guess it's considered, quote, alcoholism. But if your dad's from the old country...
Yeah.
It's just how they roll.
Yeah.
That's why, seriously, like, I remember in high school confronting my dad and being like, Dad, I think you might be an alcoholic. And him and my stepmother looked at me like I was an idiot, retarded. They're like, what are you talking about? You know, alcoholics are, you know,
falling down
and kind of agree. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. My dad got his ass up for work every morning at the crack of dawn, fixing forklifts, made a great living and had a great life. And he never changed. His mood was, in fact, I would even argue my dad doesn't drink now. I would even argue he was more fun when he did drink.
Really?
And I kind of liked his personality even more when he was a drinker.
So you said, like, Dad, I want to talk to you about something.
When I was a teenager, I had the audacity to try and, you know, straighten him out about alcoholism. Cause I learned that horseshit at school, you know?
Yeah.
And they just laughed at me. I was laughed at completely. Like, what are you talking about? He's not a fuck alcoholic. Come on, this is so stupid. Alcoholics are passed out all day long. Even I have a relative that is pass out drunk alcoholic, and even they were like, she's not an alcoholic. She just likes to drink. I'm like, okay. Because old country standards.
But wait, now
are
you know though that that's not correct, right?
You know, the older I get, especially in the business we're at, there's a lot of people that use substances and can function.
High functioning, yeah.
And if you can function,
that doesn't mean
it's
you're not
a problem.
Though.
Yeah, but you're addicted to something, but if you're functional, you know, fucking mazel tov. Good for you.
All right.
Inshallah. But
inshallah and mazel tov together.
All those things together.
Okay. God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
Yeah.
That's so funny, Tanner.
Speaking of Hungarian, I think there's some Hungarian in this. There's a wonderful site called eFucked that has over the years provided us.
Oh, I know what this is. This is like one of those online community college things.
They do a lot of great work. So this audio.
Oh, there's no visual for that.
Well, there's a visual. I just don't think it would really fly.
Oh, on YouTube's?
Well, yeah. It gets a little fucking crazy.
What is this?
So the guy really has editing chops.
Are you trying to trick me?
He makes like he blends horrific things with. Okay, but I'm pretty sure he's speaking Hungarian. He's spanking her on her butt as he's banging her. It's really cool. Okay, right now, he has her arms tied behind her back.
I guess some emails. He's reading to a newspaper.
He's reading a newspaper, and she's eating his ass.
Okay. Okay. There, oh look, Shauna texted me. Maybe I can answer this.
This is crazy. Can you use this one so that we can I can show you something on this? Okay. So he's.
Oh look, Shauna's in Venice. She wants to start life.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, I couldn't hear him okay, clearly enough. Let's see.
Hold on.
No, that's not Hungarian.
No?
She's yelling too much. I want to say, allez. I mean, is it French?
There sounds like there's French, but then.
Do you like this business?
Do you like the business?
Do you like
the
business?
Okay.
It's okay for her.
It's okay? No.
I think it might be. Not a lot to go on, Tom. Not a lot of talking, if you know what I mean. I'd like to help you on this translation, I really would.
Opa!
Opa, well.
Hey! 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 No! Souka de merde!
No.
Straita!
That's French, right?
Kurva!
Kurva is whore.
Straita, kurva!
Straita, I think it's Russian. What is it?
But kurva.
Kurva is a whore, yes. That is Hungarian, but straita.
You know why? I think she's Hungarian.
He knows
a few words.
Again, okay.
So he's saying whore.
And that's Russian, I think. Or Czech or
he's
some other.
He's not Russian.
It's definitely not. He's not. Kurva is a Hungarian word.
Okay.
But the rest is not. I don't. Unless I don't know these words.
It. What is it, bitch? Huh?
Jesus Christ.
You're a bad girl, huh? T'as désobéi à ton maître.
No.
Me?
You're not a good bitch, huh? He's right.
It's not Hungarian. If he's speaking it, he's doing it with such a bad accent that I can't understand what he's saying.
He's really fucking brutal.
Yeah. It's really too bad we can't watch it.
It's really a lot to watch, right?
It sounds like a lot.
It looks like Blue Band's
even affected. Blue Band's not interested in
Blue Band's whole
his whole demeanor changed. Yeah, he was sullen for a minute. He's never sullen like that.
He was like, why do people do that in the world?
I agree.
This is another.
I don't know why it makes you laugh so hard. I think the real. Wait. Can we discuss? The real thing is that normal people in the room were like, and you think it's hilarious.
I thought it was bad.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
That's why you're choking and laughing.
Because of his reaction.
Yeah. Two of these kids are having healthy reactions. One of them isn't. What part's the funniest to you? Where she's choking or being called a whore?
Kurva.
Yeah.
Kurva is whore?
Egan.
Egan. Well, you know what's going on here?
Is that your cock? Shh. Egan. Oh my god. Oh my god. Your egg glow.
Oh yeah. So disturbing.
You Asian bitch. You gonna kung pao my ass, kung fu motherfucker. Oh yes. Oh no. Yeah. I wanna see your sweet and sour sauce.
Sounds so like Maria.
What's going on is.
I got it. Asians.
No. So it's two transsexuals having sex.
Oh God!
One is.
I don't need it in my life. I don't know why you're bringing it into my world. There's so much shit I don't need to know. Like I have such a finite amount of space in my brain, and this is not necessary.
Well, there's a really funny part. The Asian transsexual is doing the work, has the penis in the butthole. The other person is making kind of racial remarks as she's getting plowed by an Asian transsexual. Does that make sense now? No?
I mean, again, I have such...
Is that your cock? Pow my ass, cock, pow my motherfucker. Oh yes. Oh no. Yeah. I want to see your sweet and sour sauce. Bang bang
boogie to the boogie to the broccoli beef. Oh, I love that yes. song. Fuck me bong, harder. Bang, bang, bang. Oh, oh my God, yes.
My name is Kay.
Me so horny. Oh, yes, okay. bitch, you know you song. Understand me. Fuck me.
Me so horny.
Oh, yes, the egg foo young motherfucker.
The egg foo young?
Ching chong, ching chong.
So, I thought you'd enjoy that one more.
I do. I like that. You know, I ching like the racist ching stuff chong. Always.
Yeah. I pulled away.
Yeah.
As a favor.
Thanks. Ching chong, ching chong.
Ching chong, ching chong.
Oh, man. That
my
made me
name
fucking
is
laugh.
Kid. Yeah, that's interesting, Tanner. When I started drinking with my dad, he really liked me when I was in my 20s. But that was a good decade with my pops.
Yeah. Oh. So I'm going to play this song going out. It's, right? Yeah. Where are we at? We're at 90 minutes.
Chong with the chong, a bang, diggy, diggy.
Chong, cha-cha-ching, cha-chang, cha-chang, diggy, diggy.
That was a good song. My name is Kid.
You like Kid Rock, huh? I never knew you were that type.
No, I just remember that song from the 90s.
Oh, gotta do a Fill Her Up, Seal Her Shut contest.
Oh, shit. Chang with that's the why chong, we hired you.
Chang, chicky, chicky.
Okay, the Fill Her Up, Seal Her Shut song.
Seal Her Shut.
So, we need new song that's not copywritten by a Mexican mariachi band.
Yeah.
Here we go. Submission number one from Ethan. Mm. What do you think? Fill her up and
seal her shut.
Here we go. It's
I like it.
It's good.
It's like it sounds, an alti.
It's like a version of a popular song, though, right? It's like just right.
It's like a
tweaked or no
Death Cab for Cutie type.
And then
thing.
his audio didn't seem clear to me.
Yeah, it's a little hard to hear.
Muffled. If that
problem.
Was fixed, we need to get it fixed. If we pick that song,
yeah, he needs a clear sing on that sing song.
All right. Well, I still like it. Ethan,
yeah,
that's good.
I like that a lot.
John submitted this. Fill her up
and seal her shut.
Fill her up, seal her shut.
Ugh, silly.
Fill her up, seal her shut.
Yeah.
Kind of all you need, you know.
Oh,
simple.
I like that.
It's good.
Simple, and we don't have anything with a country western vibe, so
kind
it really
a new vibe.
It differentiates itself from the other themes we have.
Yep, I do like that. I do like that.
Very nice.
This one's from Chris. Let's see. Chris's entry for Fill Her Up and Seal Her Shut.
Well, you like it already. I can see the smile.
Fill her up. Seal her shut. Fill her up.
Tough.
Seal her shut. Fill her up. Seal her shut. Fill her up.
Fill her up and seal her shut.
Fill her up. Seal her shut. Fill her up. Fill her up.
And seal her shut.
I mean, you know I'm
there. Fill her up and seal her shut.
Fill her up.
Seal her shut.
Seal her shut.
It's kind of like a craft of a kind of,
yeah,
you know, new wave sort of feelings.
Ali?
Oh. His big naps.
He made it. That one was really good, I thought.
You know, I'm torn between the country western and this.
Yeah.
Is this another entry?
Yeah. From Ali.
Wow. It's good, too. It's a good sound. It's a roller skating jam. Oh, I like this.
It's a lot, man.
Damn, they're so good, homie.
It's another good one, man. It's really good. I like it a lot.
Really good. Fuck.
Thank you, Ali.
This is so hard.
Foof. Who's this right here? Who's this fucking guy? Who's this fucking guy over here?
What's going on here?
Ooh. Down in the dungeon, I feel like, right?
A little industrial goth time. A little KMFDM. Yeah.
Nasty.
Speaking of comics, how you feeling about this? You like those uncircumcised cocks?
Sure.
Yeah, beautiful dick.
Tastes good. Tastes good.
They got to come in those balls.
That was a stupid question. Who's coming in those balls?
Yeah, is this a filler up?
It might just be a song.
No, I think it's just a song.
It says, okay.
It's a great song.
Great. It's great.
It's a great song.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I can't even.
Wow, the bevy of talent amongst our listeners.
TPK. That's fucking phenomenal, dude.
Yeah, it's just, it's too much talent. I'm torn.
I know. Matthew sent this in. Oh, see, he stuck with the vibe, I think.
The Latin, yeah.
This feels more Latin vibe. Good.
Very good.
Did you resend me the song? The
Crazy Looks?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's in the Crazy Looks folder.
Oh, it's in the folder. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have, this was submitted by a listener, right?
Yeah.
The Pushin' Anthem.
Yeah.
Yeah. A listener took Crazy Looks songs and helped him make a better song.
That's awesome. Good. He needs help.
Basically, Crazy Looks inadvertently has a better song thanks to a you know who said
nice.
It? So I don't see who it is.
SoundCloud is Stoomie.
S-T-O-O-M-I-E. S-T-O-O-M-I-E on SoundCloud. Thank you, sir. We'll leave you guys. We need to get, by the way, can we get a poll going for the Filler Up song? We'll do a Filler Up poll.
Yeah, comment on the YouTube clip. It'll come out a day after.
Okay, so we'll do a YouTube clip. That's perfect. We'll do a YouTube clip saying, hey, here's a Filler Up contestants. And then you guys can say underneath that in the comments, the first one, the second one, or
yeah,
the,
we, let's have listeners, because yeah. I'm really torn.
Yeah,
here.
These are great.
I can't decide.
Personally. I'd love for you guys to comment on it. So we'll do that. Stoomy, thanks a lot. Here is Crazy Lokes Pushin', made by Stoomy, going on out. So thank
for
you, guys. We'll see you next week.
Crazy Lokes is going to keep a thing pushing. From the training to the rapping. Crazy Lokes got to keep a thing pushing. From the training to the rapping. And it's set. Keep a thing pushing. From the training to the rapping. Crazy Lokes gotta keep a thing pushing. From the training to the rapping. And it's set. Keep a thing pushing. Like I've been saying, you know, do it for the love. Y'all been giving me the love. Pushing. Be a thug, we got to. Just keep it true. Just be yourself.
What's up, homies?
Chris Lokes on the mic, I straight break. Do it so right. I do it so good in every way. No way. Play it with what I got.
What's up,
say.
Homies?
What's up to my thugs? Pushing in the game. We all maintain. You know what I'm saying? For real, though.
For real, though.
Guys, good. Straight up, though. You know what I'm saying? For real, though.
For real, though.
Just living like a beast. Jumping back to everybody. Doing a thing,
just stuff like that.
Troubles up to everybody.
Troubles up to everybody.
Doing a thing,
fine.
Crazy Lokes gotta keep a thing pushing. From the training to the rapping. Crazy Lokes gotta keep a thing pushing. From the training to the rapping. And it's set. Keep a thing pushing. From the training to the rapping. Crazy Lokes gotta keep a thing pushing. From the training to the rapping. And it's set. Keep a thing pushing. I love spitting for y'all. Entertain my fans. Stuff like that. For the love. Shoot, you know, Crazy Lokes had to spit for y'all. One time, got
bless y'all. Pushing God is good, homie. All them crazy loads being pushing and stuff in these streets. It ain't stopping. He's just out here doing his thizzle, the shizzle. God bless.
Pushing. DJ Polyby. Exclusives.